or go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Tropical Storm Hilary is nearing Southern California. CBS's Michael Spencer reports on the preparations from San Clemente.
The National Hurricane Center is warning this storm could bring catastrophic flooding, dumping more than a year's worth of rain in some places.
People on Catalina Island packed ferries to the mainland Saturday after Los Angeles officials urged them to evacuate.
Flooding where people get lose some property is one thing, but flooding where people die is another, and I'm afraid people might die.
All along the Southern California coast, residents filled sandbags.
My issue is the storm drains will back up from falling palm fronds and things like that.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says 1,050 people are still missing after the wildfires on Maui, with 114 bodies recovered. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
470 search and rescue agents with the assistance of 40 cadaver dogs are combing through this American Pompeii. More than three quarters of this 5-square-mile disaster zone have been cleared, but more than 1,000 people are still missing, and there are more businesses, condos, and entire neighborhoods to go.
Another wildfire killed at least one person and destroyed almost 200 structures near Spokane, Washington. KREM-TV's Nathan Hun.
We have very highly trained personnel who are here battling this fire. The conditions, the weather conditions in particular, are making it very difficult.
It's why he says people need to take the evacuation notices seriously.
I don't want residents to underestimate how quickly they can find themselves in trouble.
A new CBS News poll shows former President Donald Trump gaining in support among Republicans after his fourth indictment. CBS News Deputy Director of Elections and Survey Jennifer DePinto on what else voters want.
At the upcoming debate, a whopping 9 in 10 primary voters want the other candidates to focus on making the case for themselves, not against Trump. At the debate, voters want to hear about plans for lowering inflation, reducing crime, and stopping illegal immigration.
A Russian missile strike on northern Ukraine killed at least seven people and hurt almost 150 others. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Kyiv.
Among the dead, a six-year-old child and over a dozen more children injured. First responders rushing to the scene were shocked.
We try to save lives. It's bad because many people die, very much bleeding.
Denmark and the Netherlands have pledged an unspecified number of American-made F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The Republicans running for president debate in Wisconsin next week. Before that, they'll be subject to the straw poll at the Iowa State Fair this weekend. With more, here's Mark Moran.
The Iowa State Fair has long been known for grassroots political campaigning. This year's no exception. Republican presidential hopefuls have descended on the fair ahead of the first national GOP debate. Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate says while the politicians' state fair soapbox speeches tend to cater to the Hawkeye State's rural roots, Iowans' voices play a key role in the nominating process nationwide.
We've got a significant responsibility of helping with this job interview for candidates running for president, and we need to take that role seriously, and we need to make sure we're asking the tough questions of candidates, giving the rest of the country a chance to see and hear how they answer it.
The Republican presidential caucus in Iowa is scheduled to be the nation's first on January 15th, while Democrats are still finalizing their date. Pate says while the candidates' messages are targeted to Iowans, the issues they discuss in their soapbox speeches cut across geographical lines. paid ads that being just a few feet away from the candidates allows people to ask questions rather than hearing more well-worn campaign slogans.
You get much more access than you might if it was just a retail campaign where they bought a bunch of radio, TV, and newsprint ads and bombarded you just direct mail. That's all one-sided, one way. This requires them to actually think on their feet.
The Iowa State Fair, which dates to 1854, wraps up Sunday. I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Dodge all this rain that's coming. What's up, Earl?
Hey, man. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger himself on the Earl Ingram Show, man. I got to tell you, Gilbert, I'm high.
What that mean?
Hey, because football is here, man. Look, man, I got to tell you, man, I went to the football league that I ran for 20 years, kicked off this past Saturday. I went to the park.
Oh, man,
600 boys, all the families. Man, I don't know how many football fields we got. 4 or 5 football fields. Playing football, man, from 8 a.m. to about 2 in the afternoon. Families, man, just everywhere.
You can't beat that.
Huh?
You can't beat that.
No, man, Gilbert, I did that for 20 years. And I got to tell you, man, I miss it, right? Man, I really do. It's been 3 years. And just walking out there, I said, man, I really do miss this, man.
Yeah, you goosebumps, didn't it?
Yeah, man. I walked out on the field. And somebody said, hey, who is you? Hey, man, this is my league. What do you mean, who am I?
I started this stuff.
Yeah, man. Hey, and so I understood. Things change. Man, there was only two referees left from when I did that, and several coaches came over. And man, but just being out there, Gilbert, man, I miss being around football. It's one thing to talk about football, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's another one to be around that grass, be around all that screaming and yelling, right?
All that crackling.
Yeah.
Of the pain. Crack, crack.
Man, that's nothing like football, man. And it's been 3 years since I retired from it, and I purposely stayed away from it because I didn't want people to say, you know, somebody else is running it now, right? And I wanted them to go ahead and, you know, and do that thing.
You ain't want to step on no toes.
Right, man. But I really miss being around it. And the other thing was, man, I watched the Packer preseason game. And, oh, my God, man. I'm ready for football, man. I'm just telling you. I'm ready for football. Jordan Love.
Like I can hear it in your voice.
Hey, man, Jordan Love, look, you know, he missed a couple tough plays. There was a crossing pattern with the tight end. That was Gilbert. That was about a 20-yard throw that we do know on the run, Aaron Rodgers would have hit the cat in stride. He missed that. He threw it too high. And then there was a bomb that he passed was beautiful, probably about 50 yards. And what he did was let it hang a little too long, and the safety came across and broke it up.
Yeah.
But outside of that, man, he was sharp.
Oh, Earl, the other team played football too, you know?
Oh, is that what it is?
you know what, man? And that was his first time starting. He was probably nervous as hell. You know what I'm saying? But he still played a pretty good game.
Gilbert, and here's who was, I asked you before, I forgot the left tackle's name.
Bakhtiari.
Aaron Rodgers' boy.
David Bakhtiari.
Aaron Rodgers' boy. He said Jordan Love's athleticism, his quickness in the pocket. The line couldn't get at him, Gilbert, because he's quick. I mean, how old is he, 27? Whatever he is, he's a young man. Aaron Rodgers was 39, and he couldn't get out of the way, even though he was still pretty mobile. So Jordan Love does offer that aspect. That's
different
new.
Style of play, Earl. Different style of play. And he going to make them linemen move because his feet is better than Aaron Rodgers' feet.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So he going to make them linemen work more to block because as a lineman, you got to know where he is.
And you got to get there.
For so many years, they knew where Aaron Rodgers going to be.
Right.
This cat here, he going to be all over the place moving them feet.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers was in the pocket a lot.
Yeah.
Jordan Love he slides away from the pressure, Gilbert, right? Because he's so young in his feet. But I got to tell you, man, the Packers looked... Look, I get it. First preseason game. Gilbert, their talent level is unbelievable. They've got so much young talent on offense and defense. Running back, wide receiver, defensive backs, linemen. Gilbert, they're loaded with great young talent. I don't know where they're going to put them all.
Yeah, that's a problem that a lot of teams wish they had.
Yep.
Too much talent. You see what I'm saying? When you got too much talent and you got a problem of who you going to keep and who you going to get rid of and who can you hide and who can you put on the practice squad and develop. Because, you know, even though you're trying to hide them, if you put them on the practice squad, they still can be snatched.
Oh, really?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? I told you that story, but
no,
I told you when Dennis Green and them tried to put me on practice squad and was going to bring me back after they got their running back back or got another running back, 10 minutes. I was only 10 minutes. And Green Bay Packers picked me up.
Oh, okay.
In 10 minutes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a game where your talent can take you far.
So let me ask you this, Gilbert, because all I could think about was all of these teams have the best scouts, cats who get paid top dollar to evaluate talent.
Yeah.
You know, that's their job, right? I mean, that's all they do is evaluate talent.
They got a whole staff for that.
So the fact that the Packers must have great talent evaluation, because it's not like they're drafting 1 through 5 or 1 through 9. How are they able to accrue all of this great young talent, and then teams that finish lower than the Packers and draft higher? Man, that really is the key to this, isn't it?
Well, that's where they say the where it comes assessment. Down. Where, that's where they say where it comes down to the talent, dude, or the GM.
Yeah, you always say that.
At the end of the day,
you always say
that. At the end of the day, he has to sign off on it. But what they do is with their talent guys is they have a lot of retired football players, old school guys that really know talent. If you got a great group of guys that got that eye for talent under you, and can convince you. It's kind of like, you know, you go out and you want to buy your kid a car, but you really want them to have that car because it's the right price for you.
Right.
Now you got to go to your kid and convince him how good this car is for you to buy it. You see what I'm saying? And that's how they're doing with talent. You know, they see a guy that they really like and think he can do something, they got to go take it to the GM, the talent dude, and he got to sign off on it.
Gilbert, I got to tell you, the Packers don't have old dudes doing that. They got young people in those positions.
Oh yeah, they got a mixture of people, man.
Right.
But you got to have that talent and that wisdom from a couple of them old veterans too. You know what I'm saying? Just because that's just the way of life. They know.
So they're not just looking for talent, Gilbert. They're looking for character too, right?
Yeah, because you can have a guy that's awesome, but he's a horrible locker room guy. You know what I mean?
What's the boy's name that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Brown, the wide receiver.
Antonio Brown,
right? Great talent.
Destroyed. I mean, it's kind of like how they say Terrell Owens was like.
Right.
You know, when him and Donovan McNabb would go back and forth, they need to have a great season. You see what I'm saying?
Did you guys never had players like that in Green Bay, did you?
You know what, man? We were very fortunate to have guys that loved guys. No ego
prima
guys.
Right.
Even when we got Andre Rison.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody thought he was just going to be the cancer of the team. And it turned out that if you got a great leaders on that team, it'll never happen. It'll never happen.
Yeah, you know, I remember when Andre Rison came in, and great talent. There was a lot of questions about it. But the Packers historically haven't went after a guy like that, right?
Right. You're right, because when you go out and you try to get a guy he got about three or four different nicknames, Bad Moon Rising. In Atlanta, yeah. Spider-Man in Kansas City, you know. But I tell you, he lived 10 minutes away from me in Michigan, man. And he's still the salt of the earth, man. He's one hell of a guy. Just had I want to say congratulations to him because he just had a boy a couple weeks ago.
You just had a boy?
Yeah, he old, man. I know. But he got four beautiful daughters at home. Hey,
mama's baby, mama's baby, papa's baby.
Yes.
Well, something like that. Anyway, listen, we got to go to a break. Gilbert Brown, under the helmet with the Grave Digger. And phone lines are open. David, I see you. 844-967-2789. Hey, man, it's football season. It's here.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
So hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 67, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 55, cloudy skies expected. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I'd never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
To all the people in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Hey, baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Way back
when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke, the hip hop would take it this far.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. And yeah, football season is here. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, the preseason game and just the talent that the Packers have amassed. That's, and again, man, I've been around a little while, just watching all of that talent is amazing to me. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I'll tell you what I was impressed with is they just seem a lot faster.
Yeah,
this
man.
They're just flying all over the place. There's no, you can't teach that, obviously.
No, that's talent. That's what I'm saying. The talent they've amassed.
Yeah. The natural ability is definitely there. And the rookies from last year, you could see the growth that, you know, like Toure, you know, the wide receiver. They seem to be definitely, there's a connection with Tim and Jordan Love. And the only thing, there are a couple things, though, that do concern me, and I'll bring this up to Gilbert. One, the field goal kicker that we drafted, he scares the living hell out of me. He missed a couple extra points, a field goal. You know, he's not had very good practice. I know he's got big leg, but do you think if he has another bad game or two, do you think they're going to call up Mason Crosby? That's number one. And number two, Josh Meyer, you know, our center, he seems to be really struggling and regressing. I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but I am a little bit worried about that end of things.
So before
that's the only negative things I could really say.
But before Gilbert answers that question, that rookie quarterback looked like reincarnation of Brett Favre. Gilbert,
you know what?
That quarterback they drafted has a cannon. He reminded me so much of Brett Favre. Gilbert, he throws lasers. Man, he is as talented a guy. Look, if at any minute Love falters, Gilbert, I'm just saying. You know, that boy's got a cannon. Gilbert, you want to respond to anything David said?
Yeah. I mean, good morning, David. I don't think the Green Bay Packers want to go in reverse. They're not going to go in reverse with Mason Crosby. I mean, I'm sure he's in the glass breaking if in an emergency, if nobody picks him up. But they're going to give this guy a chance, you know. And like I said, it's first game jitters, man. You get the first game jitters. I mean, just like he was saying about how fast the guys are looking, the level of the games go faster. If you saw family night to this first preseason game, it's intensely fast, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be on your game now because now they're evaluating you to cut you if you're not doing your job. You know what I'm saying? So when you go to what the center is doing and what the kicker is doing, they got guys in the weights to get those positions. They drafted this kid at quarterback to push Jordan Love.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a method to their madness of what they're doing. But you got to understand something. You can't take it as they don't like me, or they hate me, or they're going to try to take. No, they're taking it to push you to be better than you're supposed to. Because remember what I said, Earl, every Tuesday on your day off, they are bringing in guys to replace you. No matter how much money you make, no matter how good you are, they're always looking for talent to replace you because they know at the end of the day, you gonna get replaced. Everybody gets replaced, period.
You know, Gilbert, he talked about that kicker. And you know, they already said the kid's got a big leg. He can boot it 60, 62, 63-yard field goals. Mason Crosby's leg is dying. You don't keep a leg kicking. I mean, I remember back in the day, man, the kickers kicked into their late 40s and, you know, and all of that. They still got a couple guys around now. But Mason Crosby can't kick consistently 50 yards anymore. And especially in Lambeau Field and in the cold, right? They need cats, man, who can kick off, who can get the ball. Crosby can't do that anymore. That's why they were and his cost and what they pay him.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Earl. You got to remember, you can kick the ball 70 yards. It's the accuracy that you have,
right,
that's going to keep you on the team. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, Mason Crosby's accuracy was off, and then sometimes it'd be on.
Right.
This new kid, right?
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News brief. Millions in the Southwest are preparing for potentially destructive flooding as Tropical Storm Hillary nears the region. Los Angeles Assistant Fire Chief Guy Tomlinson.
We've seen a higher than usual rate of people coming for the sand and the sandbags. We've already gone through a year's supply of sand and sandbags in the city of Los Angeles, and we're obtaining more.
Some kids on Maui are getting a break from the effects of the devastating wildfires there at a camp at the local YMCA.
It's nice to have a break and forget and have fun.
The death toll currently stands at 114, with more than 1,000 people still missing. A new CBS News poll shows former President Donald Trump gaining in support among Republicans after his fourth indictment. Deputy Director of Elections and Survey Jennifer DePinto.
62% of primary voters say they'll vote for him. His closest rival is Ron DeSantis at 16%. Everyone else is in single digits.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Come on. Come on, you hear them calling Snoop? You hear them calling Snoop?
Is that what they're saying?
No.
You know, man, I'm gonna leave that where it is. Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Hey, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. What'd you say, Gilbert?
I know you heard that term before. Driving like it's higher.
Yeah, I've heard that term, man. I can't say I know what it means, but
these cats gonna find out what it means if they don't keep their job.
let me tell you something, man.
For long.
That man, Gilbert, the Packers are at least 6-7 deep in wide receivers. Man, they just kept trotting the cats out, making spectacular catches, great speed, you know.
Guess what that's going to do, Earl? That's going to make Dobbs and Watson work harder to keep their job.
Well, they're all young, man. They can't keep all them cats. How many wide receivers can they keep? 3, maybe 4?
You see, that's the beautiful thing about wide receivers. You can keep a lot of them because a lot of them can play
special teams.
You see what I'm saying? So you can have them in their special teams category and still have some dogs. It was like how Desmond Howard was. You know what I'm saying? He was a receiver, but he was a great kick returner.
Yeah. Kick returner. I'll tell you something, man. Just watching them, and even Cincinnati had to talk about the players, just how good these young guys were. I mean, so, you know, I'm not saying, Gilbert, that the Packers are going to the Super Bowl, but what we are saying is they got something to work with, man, you know.
But see, remember we were talking about when other teams come in and you scrimmage against other teams, and they scrimmage against them before they play them, right? You see what I'm saying? So they knew a little bit about our capabilities going out there on the field.
Right.
And they had to talk about it because they saw the talent that we have. You understand what I'm saying? And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have Joe Burrows or anybody like that, but they put it down like that.
You know, so they're getting ready to do the same thing with New England. They're going out to New England and practice a couple days with New England and then play them. But, Gilbert, the Packers are just so fast. What you realize more than anything else, Gilbert, is their foot speed on all levels just seem to be superior than Cincinnati. And that matters, right?
Absolutely. If you can outrun them, outjump them, outthink them, and be prepared to play a full game, I mean, come on, man.
So let me ask you, man, because all of the, you know, the people have been playing taps for the Packers after Aaron Rodgers was gone. I know I was one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, come on, man. What they going to do, man? They're going to finish dead last. After what I saw, got to give the Packers credit for a couple things. When they got rid of Devontae Adams, or when he decided to go, and all of us said, oh, man, how could they let that happen? They were able to get some good draft choices for him. Right? They were able to get some really top-notch draft choices for him when they let Aaron Rodgers go. They were able to get some great draft choices. And so they were able to get some great draft choices and bring some great young talent that really, to their credit, they looked at all of that and said, it's time to change everything. Okay, that era for Rodgers is over. We got to move on. It's time to start over. And they knew what they had. We didn't know. Right? Because they know what they got from all that practice and the cast they drafted.
But, Earl, you got to remember what I've been saying for the longest. I've been telling you, we got a team that's going to be unleashed. I don't know if it's going to be in week 8. I don't know if it's going to be in week 12. But we got a team that's going to be pretty damn good. So stop reading all them clippings and stop listening to all these guys that ain't never put their hands in the dirt.
Yeah.
And get ready, because we got the talent and we got the firepower to compete with any other team in this league.
Well, and hey, Gilbert.
It all starts with LaFleur.
Hey, Gilbert, let's not.
LaFleur.
Hey, Gilbert, let's not be delusional. Okay. They don't have the talent to compete with Kansas City, San Francisco.
I want everybody that's listening to this, listen to what Earl's saying and listen to what I'm saying.
Come back in week eight and talk this. So, Gilbert, am I one of those guys who never had my hand in the dirt that you're talking about?
No. Okay. I'm just saying you got too much gray hair to understand what you're talking about.
Hey, listen, man. Kansas City, the Bills, San Francisco, you can't say these are favored teams because they have, they're ready, okay? They've had.
Don't forget Philly.
And Philly. Those teams, Gilbert, Packers aren't going to be able to compete with those teams because clearly they don't. Jordan Love is not equivalent to the quarterbacks I just mentioned. Okay, he may be down the road, but no way starting off he's going to be. So the Packers aren't going to compete with them. Whether or not the Packers can compete in the NFL Central is another thing altogether. I'm saying to you that they will be. They will be interesting. I still don't think they'll do any more than, what are they playing, 17 games? 9-8. If they do that, that's pretty good. But, man, they're not going any better than that. And I told you how great that talent is. They've got to learn. Gilbert, they got to learn. They got to learn the game, right? They got to learn to play together. You know, that doesn't come in a couple preseason games.
No, it takes a while, man, just because preseason is preseason. You know, don't get hung up on preseason. Let's look back. Kansas City lost all their preseason games and they Super Bowl champ.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't go off. You can't do nothing off of preseason but evaluate talent and get your team put together.
Let me ask you. Can LaFleur coach?
He pretty, and yes, he can coach.
I'd say he wasn't pretty now. You know, having once been a pretty boy myself.
Oh, my God.
Man, you know, he can coach.
Yes.
He, as a young man, he came up in that, what's the guys for the Rams, McVay.
Yeah. They got all them cats
and young, and they can coach. And you got to give him credit. The players respect him, and they play for him, right?
Yeah. It's like this. And he said it himself. I finally get to coach now, meaning – I ain't got this dude that's a 3-time MVP and it's his way and I got to fight through all that. And now I got a diamond in the rough that I can mold to be the guy I need him to be to win games. Period.
You know,
that's
man.
That's how it is.
You know, man, all of those things with the greatness that Aaron Rodgers brought, he also brought a lot of baggage. He didn't show up to the spring practices. He didn't show up. He wasn't a team guy, right, Gilbert? In the end, he wasn't a team guy. I want my guys. They wanted younger players. He told them no. I want my guys.
Yep.
And he kind of set them back some. And really, they're kind of glad to see him go. In the end.
In certain ways, you know, Earl, yeah, because like I said before, you know, it's hard to change something when you already think you the main.
Right.
You're there. I demand this. I demand that because I did this, that. And that's understandable with quarterbacks. I mean, I'm sure Brett Favre did it in his day. I'm sure.
It'll come with love, right?
Joe Montana did it in his day. And Joe Love going to do it in his day. But he got the opportunity now to take this diamond in the rough and mold him into what he need him to be. Period.
Let me ask you, Gilbert, how much does the coach motivate, you know, your play, right? I mean, when you were there, certainly Mike Holmgren as the coach, how much was it that Mike Holmgren, who he was, because he was a no-nonsense dude, that he influenced what you did? Did he motivate you even more? And what role does that coach really play in it?
Absolutely, man. But you got to look at it like this, too. And like for the Buddy Ryans of the world.
Right,
And the different things like that.
He Mike Dicker.
I mean, the head coaches for offense is like a dad. The defensive coordinator for the defense is like a stepdad. The offense, if he's an offensive coordinator, he's an offensive guy, then that's dang.
You mean the head coach. You mean the head coach.
The head coach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if he's an offensive guy, that's their dad over there. We got to have our dad step up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And if the defensive-minded head coach, then, you know, the defense is going to be looking towards him. So we had our coach was Fritz Sherman.
Oh, yeah, Fritz Sherman.
And every day, I don't care if it's a Monday, a Tuesday, a no-hitting day or whatever, he came down and started off with the defensive line first because he knew it starts up front. And if my horses ain't doing their job, we're done. He came down every day and started with us, even if he come down to just laugh at us. And here's the thing. You know, when you're out there practicing and Mike Hunger will come over and you can kind of hear what they're saying in the back, and you hear them say, "My God, look at him. Oh, my God, he's a baller." Man, that just increased your play 10 times fold because you know they're talking about you.
You know, Gilbert, all of those things that we don't see as fans, and that's really what Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger is really about, man. These stories about what happens behind the scenes is what really kind of makes this as interesting as it's going to be. Because it's one thing to see you cats out there on the field. It's another thing altogether to hear the stories about Fritz Sherman, man, and, you know, a cat that's, you know, some of us have heard about, but really didn't get to know. You did.
And
got to go to a break. Hold the thought.
Innovative.
Got to go to a break. Okay. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. We'll be right back.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
Running through Sunday, it's the Kenosha County Fair. Enjoy entertainment, exhibits, and activities for the whole family. Tickets at KenoshaCOFair.com. Starting on Thursday, running through the weekend at the Summerfest grounds, enjoy 4 days of music, food, and culture at Milwaukee's Irish Fest. IrishFest.com for more details. The Zoo a la Carte is back through this weekend at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Check out a variety of cuisines and sweet treats, plus live music throughout the grounds. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org. This Saturday, the Econimowoc Festival of the Arts hosts their annual outdoor art festival at beautiful Fowler Park from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. And make sure to check out the Summer Patio Music Series on Sunday from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Great Lakes Distillery in Milwaukee.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can join us at 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the Gravedigger. And you know, Gilbert, I got to give you credit, man. That was a really creative thing, the OJs and the Love Train. And they really and you know what? And really, if the Packers were smart, they would take that on, man.
They need to take that
on. Yeah, you need to. You got
to call us some teachers.
Yeah, you know, man, you really need to let them, you know, reach out to them, man. Because, man, that's catchy, right?
It is, man.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
T-shirts. That'll give him confidence. Can you imagine 70,000 people in the stadium?
Yeah, man. The Love Train, man.
And they go, boop, all the ball.
Yeah. Hey, man, I just hate I didn't come up with the idea.
Hey, man! You may have wisdom, but you ain't got smarts like me, man.
Hey, Gilbert, really, you need to let them. I mean, that's perfect, man.
It is, man, but they ain't gonna listen.
Are you kidding me? Why would they not listen to that? That only makes sense.
Because they mad because they ain't come up with.
Let's go to Rico. From Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man? You say what?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, football, man. Yeah, football.
Oh, man, it's my favorite time of year, guys. Hey, looking forward. But I'll tell you what I'm really looking forward to this year. And I know all the talks on the offense and Jordan Love and all that. But I'll tell you what, I look at the last 8 games, Gilbert, of last season, and I'm looking forward to that defense. I'll tell you what, they were the ones I thought last year kept us competitive. Now, if they show up this season, you take all that pressure off of Jordan Love. I mean, he's got Jones and Dillon back there anyway. And that's kind of the way I'm looking at this season. Looking forward to the defense, man.
Hey,
really
Rico.
Am. So Rico. Thanks for letting me talk.
Now, hang on, Rico.
What?
They're better.
I'll say.
They're better now. And don't forget, Gilbert, the Packers defense, they've invested a lot in that defense over the last 3 drafts.
Because of what? Defense win championships, sir. Defense win championships. And I like where Rico going with this because he knows defense win championships.
Yeah.
Sorry to bust your bubble, Earl, but
no,
defense is where it's at.
No, man. I mean, there's no question that Rico's talking about their defense. Last year, they invested 2 first-round draft choices on defensive guys. Gary was this his second or third year? It was 2 cats from Alabama. Two cats from Alabama, right?
Yeah.
That they brought
the D-lineman in. The D lineman and the linebacker.
Yeah. They've two first round draft choices on those guys. The year before, Gary.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, come on, man. Is that kind of unusual, Gilbert? I mean, I know, you know, on the line guys, offensive linemen, they do that on the first rounds, but to invest three first round draft choices and they just invested this year's draft choice on a defensive lineman. First round draft choice.
You got to remember the year I first got there, they had two first rounders, George Teague and Wayne Simmons.
Yeah.
Two first rounders that turned out to be hell of a NFL football players. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you got a combo like that, that's going to work out for a tandem for years to come, then that's going to be great for you. You know, but they gotta pan out before you look like you can pat yourself on the back as a GM. You know what I mean?
Well, it's something about the line position, Gilbert, defensive line position. They don't dominate right off. I mean, I don't see many defensive linemen who come in, Gilbert, no matter how high they're ranked, that dominate the first year. Is that why? Because that position is so difficult to play?
It's a difficult position to play. And like me, you were talking off the air about Van Ness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, is he an every down player? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be a great pass rusher. Let's get that out the way now. But can he play against the run? That's what we need to find out. Is he going to be on the field when it's running time or just in passing situations?
Well, but again, Gilbert, you look the last 3 years, they've invested first-round draft choices on the defensive line or linebacker. Yep. Come on, man.
Yep.
I mean, and then the years before that, defensive backs and safeties, they've been drafting, right? They've been using their high draft choices clearly on defense.
Because they remember in our glory days, Earl, defense got us to the Super Bowl. Even though the offense got all the fluff and all the everything behind the scenes, if you got a great defense that can stop the run and go against the pass, you're going to win some games.
So it's no question where LaFleur and them are going.
Yes.
You know, a blind man could see with all those draft choices that they've drafted. And I do know several years back, it was all defensive backs and safeties, top draft picks. And I guess they knew you can find wide receivers everywhere.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's a lot of talented cats, man.
But you got to listen to this, though, Earl, why they was doing all that for those DBs and stuff. They call that the Randy Moss factor. We got to get us some DBs in here.
Randy Moss used to clean their clocks.
Yeah. So, for years, we trying to find the best one, and then it just sticks with the team. You know what I'm saying?
So, and because we're running out of time, Gilbert, that line and coverage. They go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand.
I don't care how great your defensive line is. If you don't have no coverage, guys, you're going to get killed, right?
Yes, but in vice versa to that, we got to get pressure on that quarterback so he can't sit back there and pick you apart, too.
It don't matter how good the coverage is if you don't put no pressure on.
You ain't lying. Mickey Mouse can throw a dig out on you quickly if he got the time.
Hey, man, I don't know what happened to the time, but as always, man, always great to have you on, man.
Thank you, Earl.
Hey, hey, man.
Always good to see you.
Let's get ready to rumble! Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, man. It's time.
It's time.
All right. We'll see you next Monday.
See you, brother. See you, Calvin.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Up next, Sandy Williams. See you later.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.